Welcome, everyone, to Voice of the Valley here in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm your host, Dave Bell. 428-9494 is the phone number, 928-428-9494. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you doing today? Hope you're having a good day. I'll say I am. We'll go with it. Why not? Sure. My guests today scheduled to be Ray and Jeanette West. They are business owners up on Chase Creek in Clifton, part of the Chase Creek Business Association. They will be calling in or scheduled to call in this morning. So we have a few minutes until they call because we're early. Not as many obituaries for those that wonder. So the start time of the show is dictated by the number of obituaries because you can't control the number of obituaries that I read each morning. So when we don't have many, we start early. When we have too many, we start a little late. That's the deal. So while we're waiting, here, I'm going to get really esoteric. I have made the comment to many of my friends, I do not like, I love film. I really do love movies, but I do not like the French New Wave. I've never enjoyed their film, those films. I've tried. I can watch post-war Italian films. I can watch British films, Japanese films. I'm a huge fan of Japanese films. And I'm not talking, you know, Chopsaki movies. I love those too. You know, goofy B-movie, kung fu movies. Love them. But I also love the dramatic Japanese films. I can watch foreign films. They do not bother me. German expressionism I struggle with, but I can get through it. The Danish movies, oof, I really struggle. Russian movies, not a problem. But the French New Wave, I just never liked. And so I figured, you know what? I got to try. I have to give it another go. Because even though whatever was invented during a particular film period, I can appreciate that. I love Orson Welles' films because of his innovations. Now, his innovations have been used for literally almost 100 years. But I can appreciate the fact that they were the first time we saw this, the first time a camera showed a ceiling. That you didn't see it. You saw it in Citizen Kane. Why? Because he's like, why not? Plus, it makes the actor look bigger and more imposing, and he understood, you know, how the image, the manipulation of the image creates a feeling in the audience. He got that. The lighting, the camera angles. That shot coming through the billboard into the apartment is still one of my favorite shots. My favorite is the opening to Boogie Nights, that single camera. I know there were cuts, but I cannot spot them. But that single camera coming off a crane into the club and introducing us to each of the characters until we land on Dirk Diggler. I love that shot. Just love it. Paul Thomas Anderson, fantastic. But the French New Wave, even though there was innovation there, I struggle with it. So I'm flipping through Max, HBO, and they've got the Turner Classic Movies. I think it's Turner. It's either AMC or Turner. I forget which. I think it's Turner. Turner Classic Movies. So I'm going through that because I'd rather watch a good movie. And I'm like, Breathless. Okay, Jean-Luc Godard. I've tried it in the past. Didn't really enjoy it. Punched out early, really did. I always punch out early on those because I just can't. And I'm watching it, and I'm about 25% of the way through. I turned it off and because my grandson was over. We had him Sunday. So, man, I struggle with it. I need somebody to convince me what makes those films great because I don't get it. Oh, all right. I thought we had him there for a second. But I'm going to need someone to really walk me through why French New Wave is so great. I understand the innovations. I get it. I do. On the other hand, handheld cameras without a steady cam. it's a rough watch. I understand that the French New Wave understood you can cut out a lot and people will still make the connections. I don't need to see somebody walk out to their car, get in their car, drive their car, get to the destination, get out of their car, walk into the destination. I don't need to see all that. I can go from here's one person, but anyway, somebody help me out there. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Ray West.
How hey, you? There you are. I'll bet you somebody in the office picked up the phone when you called just now.
And, yes, they did.
And said, no, you need to call a different number.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I know. I didn't tell them you would be calling in on the hotline number. Sorry about that. Ray West, Jeanette is there too, right?
Yes, she is.
All right. Thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate it. Business owners up in Chase Creek in Clifton, been there for years, part of the Chase Creek Business Association. Drivers, Ray, you were council member, correct?
Yes, I still am.
Oh, you're still on. Okay.
Yes.
Ray and I met when I was the editor of the Courier and the Copper Era. Now on radio, I don't get up to Clifton as often. So you're still subjecting yourself to that, are you? I say that.
No, it's a good. It's really a good thing. If it's a community, it's a good thing to do to get involved in your town.
It is, and I'm glad for people that do it. I just like to tease them that why would they subject themselves to that? Because often you're in a no-win situation. You make the right decision.
You can be in a no-win situation, but you kind of have to kind of roll with it and try to get the best out of people. People will respond if you treat them nicely.
I agree. So I hear your business. Let's start this way. For those that aren't aware, what businesses do you and Jeanette own?
Okay. I own a antique shop in beautiful downtown Clifton, Arizona. And it's vintage. I use the word antique kind of very loosely. It's antiques and vintage and collectibles and weird stuff. And across the street from me, is Jeanette's toy shop, Books, Toys, and More by Jeanette.
And I hear this rumor that you guys have decided that you want to relax a little bit.
Well, it's becoming a little difficult physically to do the job. It requires a lot of, especially on doing antiques, it requires a lot of effort and physical effort that I've right. I'm getting less and less able to do. So I've decided to close. As a matter of fact, I have closed the shop. And because I'm kind of the merchandiser at the antique shop too, we've decided to close it also.
So
and Jeanette's having a, yeah.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. I could talk forever. You
That's okay. I like listening.
So anyway, the deal is this, that on May 4th, Jeanette's having a flash sale, and we're going to try to clear out most of the toys that are in her store. She has quite a few Melissa and Doug toys, which are quite educational toys for children from infants up to about 3 or 4 years old. Come May 4th May 4th.
So
Saturday.
So a week from this Saturday.
Yes, a week from this Saturday.
Are you guys going to stay? Are you going to open up this weekend too?
No, it'll be a one day, about 6 hour sale.
Okay.
From 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
Well, I'm disappointed. I've gone into your shop many times. I personally, what I love are the old magazines.
Yes.
Because you've got just these cool, and look, for those of you that are older than me, they're not old magazines, they're just magazines. I appreciate that, but you know, I didn't grow up with Life magazine. It had kind of faded out as I was reaching the ages where you paid attention to that sort of thing. So to see those, it was neat, you know. I mean, by the 70s, Life was really not a thing. And that's really when I started to grasp that I wanted to pay attention to the news racks. And it just seemed like I could go in and I just got little snippets of history every time I took a look at what's on the rack.
Well, that's the really cool thing about handling things from the past, call them whatever you want, is that they all have a place in history and they have a time period associated with them. And depending on your age and depending on your upbringing, it's quite interesting. I always enjoy talking to younger people. Teenagers and people in their 20s, especially, because we would get to talking about things that I had when I was growing up. I'm kind of sort of telling my age here, but you know, when we were talking about telephones and party lines and things of that nature, and dial phones, especially. No one even can hardly operate a dial phone anymore. I don't think they don't understand how it works anymore.
It's so time-consuming. all of what, 5 seconds to dial a phone, but still. And we used to be able to do it pretty fast, too.
Yes, but the phone numbers were much shorter.
Yeah. Oh, you're going further back. I still had the 7-digit numbers.
Okay. So. I started out with a 5-digit number.
Yeah. But I did start out with the word. So, like, my phone number was Underhill 7.
Yeah.
So,
and again, my when I was growing up, my phone number was Jackson 1053. It's sort of a bit of trivia that is totally useless, but it's,
but it's history. But it's history.
Yes, and I also like so the same thing occurs when you're talking about typewriters, because typewriters have come and gone. Even electric typewriters have come and gone, but the history of typewriters. You know, I often would ask my younger customers again, what made the typewriter successful? Because the typewriter's been around for a long time. It's right after the Civil War is when they really started manufacturing typewriters, pretty much similar to the later models. Not exactly the same, but they had the basic principles down. They had the engineering down. By 1875, 1880, it was available, but it didn't sell well. Had trouble getting them, moving them off the floor.
Were they too expensive?
Well, they were expensive, but it was more of a sociological thing, because up until the late 1870s, secretaries at companies were men. You were a young lady in the 1870s, you could be a housewife, you could be a nurse, you could be a teacher, but you definitely were not a secretary at a major corporation or a big company at that time. But along about 1880 or so, I think it was the YMCA in New York decided to teach women how to type.
Oh, the Young Men's Christian Association decided to do that.
I think it was women.
YWCA. Oh, okay.
Take it back. Yeah. But anyway, that was the undoing of the male-dominated business world.
Okay. I've noticed, actually, oh, my goodness. Sounded like we lost a couple of plates. I've noticed somebody has created a typewriter-looking keypad that can plug into your tablet, laptop, etc., mimicking the style of an old typewriter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, I saw one just recently, and I thought, well, that's kind of neat. It's not the same, though, because I started on a manual typewriter. You had to beat those keys up. They were not gentle. It wasn't until I got to college I was on my first electric typewriter.
Yeah, it required, even the later even the later model mechanicals still required quite a bit of force. There was quite a bit of movement in the key.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the touch tone that you do. It's actually touch key that you do now with your keyboard. You actually had to stroke the key and push the key down and let the key come back up. So it was a much more physical process.
So tell me about your shop. You said you've already closed it, but are you going to reopen the same weekend so that people can come in and do a last minute shop?
No, I decided that I can't run it myself, and so I'm gonna probably be helping my wife on the 4th of May. But we're going to have a professional auctioneer come in and auction everything off in the shop. On June 22nd.
Okay. All right, so people will
again. It's a Saturday.
So people will have one last chance to get the cool stuff.
It's going to be now or never.
Okay. Any donations going to Greenlee Historical?
As of right now, no. I haven't really talked to them about it, but certainly I'll check in with them before the time comes.
Makes sense. I know how much you support.
Yeah. I don't think I have a whole lot that they would be interested in. I'll have to check. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about Jeanette's store. Again, I've been in many times, bought something for my grandson very early on there. Wanted to make sure that he gets started on the right path. What kind of items can people expect to find when they come back up on the 4th?
Let me do this. Just can you hold on just a
sure,
second?
Pass me off to Jeanette.
Uh-huh.
All right.
He wants to know about what kind of items he can find in your store. Just talk to him.
Yeah, but I can't
hear. I know you can't hear him.
I can't hear him.
I know.
Because of my hearing aid. She just
tell me what you want to say.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
I understand. I understand. No worries. I love talking to Jeanette, but I understand if she can't hear because of the phone and the hearing aids. I totally understand.
Yeah.
But these are educational toys, correct?
They're mostly educational toys, yes. We have a few just toys, but the majority of them are, like I say, Melissa and Doug, which is a very good educational brand of toy. And
Trains.
We got a couple of train sets.
Yeah, and those are wooden
train sets, yes.
That's right.
So
I'm thinking right now of grandparents who are listening and maybe they've got a new one coming. This is a perfect opportunity to get some toys for the new one that'll be arriving soon, and it'll last them for a few years.
Yeah, these are the kind of toys that you go through and, you know, in a couple of weeks and throw them away because they broke.
And they help the kids with their development, both physical as well as educational.
Yes. I am looking at a Blue Clues 42-piece dinner set and a horse care play set.
Yeah, and
I'm looking at a doorbell house, which is really cool. The doorbell house is a toy for up to 3 years, 3 plus and older, and it has a key, and you open the doors into this little square box, and there's little figurines that go with it. It's a very
interactive
toy.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of these toys help with developing fine motor skills.
Yes.
With
and
the
construction set with the little screws and little bolts, nuts that go on in a little box that they hook together with.
Very, I remember getting one like that for my boys in their 30s now, but getting that, and they just spent hours just hammering and screwing and turning a wrench. And it really does help them develop that hand-eye coordination.
Yes, and that's a very important thing to do for especially young children, is to get him involved in that kind of an activity.
Well, very good. Perfect opportunity. And I know my audience. Look, I'm talking to grandparents. Grandparents, take advantage, because we have a store like this in our area, unfortunately, only for another week. But take advantage and get the kids those toys.
And she also has, we have a few older pieces here. We got a couple of vintage, some buggies, doll buggies.
Mm.
That are...
the ones that are kind of low to the ground so the little ones can push.
Yes.
Like maybe mom or dad pushes their little brother or sister.
Yeah.
And they could go along with. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
So it's an opportunity to pick up that toy that you might need down the road for a birthday or just a special event.
40% off.
And everything's going to be 40% off.
There you go. Can't beat that. Good toys, good quality merchandise at a decent price.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Chase Creek and how it's developing. You're on the council. Council has been very forward thinking in trying to encourage development in Clifton, try and get as many of those buildings rehabbed as possible. How are things going on Chase Creek?
They're actually doing pretty well, I think. We got new lighting on the street just about a year or so ago. And now the social club has been totally revamped. They spent almost a year, I think, remodeling the Clifton the social club. And I was there, just as a matter of fact, there day before yesterday for a meeting. And they are doing events, and they are doing meals, I think, on Wednesdays, and it's got some livelihood to it. And then down the street a little farther was
the apothecary,
and they sponsored a third Saturday of the month festival on the street.
Right, the street fair.
And they had about 10 or 15 vendors.
Every third Saturday.
And so, again, it's little things like that that add just a little slug here and there, a little spark here and there.
Well, it's a main street. It's a downtown.
Yes.
Yeah, and it really does. I sit on Safford's Downtown Association board, and I believe that when your downtowns are healthy, your communities are healthy. They bring people together, and they drive... not just sales, which are important to the city, because those sales turn into taxes, which, you know, fix potholes and pay for the police and that sort of thing. But more than that, it's that sense of you're all together and you share that the commonality of a downtown. And Chase Creek is just, it's one of those downtowns full of character.
It's small enough to be intimate and large enough to get something done.
There you go. You just wrote the slug line. Boy, talk about marketing. That was perfect. But it is. It's a wonderful.
You're absolutely correct. Because people come down here and socialize, you can get things done that otherwise you'd have people coming in and saying, well, I want it this way or I want it that way, and not realizing that other people have other points of view. And it's a kind of a makes a kind of a melting pot, whereas the commonality of opinions becomes such that you have a vision. People have visions and see way forwards and are able to implement those visions because of the commonality and because of the friendly discussion that's gone on. And it's not an adversarial situation.
Yeah,
let's see what we can do to make it all work situation.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. It doesn't matter what each business thinks about the best way to do things, because every business owner has an opinion on how best to do things. But every business owner or every property owner has the same goal: improve the area, bring more traffic here, bring more people here. And so, yeah, you may come from different points of view, but it, as you said, it's not angry. It's not adversarial. It's just, how do we make it work?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about downtowns, especially small town downtowns. I think we've both kind of traveled around and been to big city downtowns, and they're flashy and they're enjoyable, but they're not intimate. Not like a Chase Creek, not like a Safford Main Street. There's a difference.
Well, it's a lot to do with the shop owners, because when you get into a large town, large city, a metropolitan area, you have a lot of corporate ownership. I mean, you have almost exclusively corporate ownership. And the one thing you have in a small town is you have individual people that own individual properties, that own individual stores, that are the face of their operation. So when you come into Jeanette and you talk to Jeanette, you're talking to the person that owns the store and runs the store and cleans the store and takes the trash out. It's just not a employee.
Right. It's a person that remembers what you like, what you want to buy, will look for the items, will ask you, how can I help? Huge difference. And that's what I love about these main streets, these downtowns.
And again, I haven't seen an owner of a small business that wouldn't say, come on in, have a seat, or come on in and just look around. I've never seen him say you have to come in and buy something. That's not in their vocabulary.
Yeah, there is no
vocabulary. Is come on in and look around, because I've got things in here I think you want to see, and probably you want to buy. So I'm not worried so much about you buying something. I'm worried about you coming in and becoming a regular customer of this area.
Right. Yeah. No two drink minimums.
Right.
All right. I hate to do it because I got to go to break, but one more time, when is the sale at Jeanette's Toys, and then when is the auction at your shop?
Okay. Jeanette, we have a sale come May 4th, which is a Saturday, from 10 to 4, 40% off everything in her store, or not everything in her store, but all the toys in her store.
All right.
And I will have a auction come June 22nd, which is again a Saturday, by a professional auctioneer.
The fair's auctioneer.
So perfect.
And
just as important, it's a perfect opportunity to see everything on Chase Creek.
Yes.
So there you go. Ray West, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I have to go to break.
Thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Give Jeanette my best.
I will.
All right. Thank you. All right. Going to head to break. Back right after this. Welcome back to Voice of the Valley in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm Dave Bell. 428-9494 is the phone number. Thanks again to Ray and Jeanette in the background. I heard Jeanette in the background. Hopefully you did. Ray and Jeanette West, two stalwarts of Chase Creek. And I'm a downtown person. I'm all in on downtowns. Chase Creek, let's support Chase Creek as much as we support Safford's Main Street. Let's do that. You know, I'm all in. So I think I'm going to have to head up there on May 4th. I got a new granddaughter coming. I can get me some developmental toys. Heck yeah. At 40% off, you better believe it. Let's see. As I mentioned, I do sit on Safford's Downtown Association Board. I am the secretary for that, which means it's my job to take the minutes. And I happen to be the secretary of the GCRC board. We are meeting tonight. So I was typing up minutes yesterday, as a matter of fact. I am using an app on my phone. So this was recommended to me by Vance Bryce over at the chamber. God bless Vance. And it's called Otter. And I am not an AI guy. The way it's being used in the art world, I'm actually anti-AI, because what AI does, it scrubs the internet for images and then creates something taking those images. It's not creating out of whole cloth. it's taking it's taking something somebody has already done and placing it somewhere else and calling it new art. It's not new art. It's theft is what it is. So I am not a fan of AI in the art world at all. But I use an app that does use an AI because it records the meetings that I'm in and then transcribes them. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, gee, it beats the heck out of me taking notes, because when I take notes, it's the Doppler effect. I'm always a few seconds behind and I can miss stuff, and I do. But the app I'm using kind of stinks because it really does not relate what we're saying to reality. So if anybody knows a better app for recording and transcription, let me know. I'm using Otter. But if there's a better one out there, please, please, please let me know, because it's not working for me. All right, that's it. I'm out of here for now. I'll be back tomorrow. Till then, have a great day.